Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Too late, Groomzilla texts. This one from near Lansing. My husband wasn't a Groomzilla, but we did our bachelor bachelorette parties in Nashville separately, but on the same weekend. That's a cool idea. The girls had a lot of fun. We had no fights. The guys ended up all not being friends afterwards because he was throwing a fit about them not doing what he wanted to do. I figured it'd be the girls that fought, but obviously not. That's pretty kind of Groomzilla. I want to do what I want. Though what that is kind of how it goes.
Yeah, what did he want to do that they didn't want to do?
Yeah, maybe it was really stupid stuff.
I'd need the details.
I had a friend who had a bachelorette party and somebody else planned it. They went somewhere she specifically said she wasn't super into, like she's not a Vegas girl, and they went to like a Vegas style place. And she said, okay, well, if we're going to go to like Atlantic City or wherever the hell it was, I was not in this bridal party. But she said, that's fine, but let's get a place with like a good pool because I don't want to go and blow a lot of money in a casino. Like,
right.
I'm spending money on
some people, that is the opposite of fun for them.
I would have hated that.
Yeah, I
Vegas is fun. I went and I'll go back maybe, but it's not like top of my list. I got to go every year type of thing.
Yeah.
And two of her friends didn't want to be there, period, and they went off the entire weekend and did their own thing. And then there were multiple times where I was texting her being like, I hope you're having the best time. She's like, it's just me and the other three girls that actually want to hang out. And we're just kind of sitting by the pool, and her maid of honor who planned it, like, kind of went off and did her own
thing. Just having parties.
It was almost like her maid of honor said, I really want to go here, and I need to plan a bachelorette party.
Wow.
Let's combine the two ideas.
Yeah, that's brutal.
So bad for her.
This text from Nashville. My wife's cousin was a Groomzilla. Planned the entire wedding, venue, reception, catering, wedding song, band flowers, wedding cake, etc. He allowed his bride to choose her wedding gown and the bridesmaids' dresses.
He allowed her to choose?
That's the word they use, but they might have, that might have been all she wanted to, you know.
Well, and then the real question is, was it good? Like, maybe he did a great job at it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they wanted it.
Also,
maybe that's how she wanted it.
And
she might have just said, look, I don't want to, you can do whatever you want. I just want to pick out the dress and the bridesmaid's dresses. You can handle the rest.
Yeah, and it's not so much the duties, it's the attitude. So, I mean, it's hard to tell what the attitude was there. He might have been, like, really good at it. Maybe he's a party planner.
This text just came in. My father-in-law, when we got married, told me everything was casual and it would be a backyard wedding. When he got married, sorry, not when we got married.
Right.
I was like, why did he get to decide? So he was getting married, told me everything would be casual backyard wedding. So I said, what should I wear? Blue jeans and a button-up dress shirt would be perfect. 3 days before the wedding, I'm asked, without any sort of lead-in, hey, when's your tux going to be in? I said, I haven't ordered a tux because you told me jeans and a button-up. Apparently, they had changed their mind and never told us.
Oh, boy.
Do you know how hard it is to get a tux in 3 days? And my wife and I got absolutely chewed out about how we almost ruined their wedding. What a dick that guy is. I bet he likes you.
That is
bet
D.
He doesn't.
That
really
is a D move.
That's bad.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
That stuff takes forever.
Yeah.
This text, bachelor parties are for the boys, not the groom. Nobody cares if the groom has a good time, and it needs to stay this way. I bet a lot of dudes feel that way.
It's kind of an unwritten rule.
Really? Like,
that's nice.
I disagree.
That's completely
so
bonkers.
You hated mine then. We went to a baseball game, rode go-karts, and then went to a bar.
Right. Yeah. It's
we went and played pool and then went camping.
But maybe not an unwritten rule.
Yeah, laser tag. Yeah, that was fun.
But you have to realize that, especially for the guys that are already married, that might be there. I remember going to one bachelor party for a friend of mine, and another friend of ours was there, and we all showed up at the same time, checked into the hotel, went to a strip club that was a couple blocks away.
They're like Bradley Cooper in The Hangover.
Very much.
Like, this is the event of the year for me, your bachelor party.
I think six of us walked in, and within a minute, it was down to five of us. And we're like, hey, what happened to Doug?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe, whatever.
Yeah.
And we didn't see him again for about 6 hours.
Oh, he's already sitting on a bottle of Cristal.
And when he came back, we were like, hey, man, how much did you spend? He's like, $800.
Oh, God.
What?
I have never.
No, at the strip club.
Just on lap dances and stuff.
He just said, I've been stashing it away a little at a time over the last couple months, just waiting for this night.
Boy, that is just crazy. I've never been to a traditional bachelor party like in my whole life. I've always been to like ones like yours, Free Beer, where it was like, hey, let's go do go-karts and go to a ball game and just hang out.
Yes.
And have a good time.
I've never been to the one where...
Well, I don't really want to go to like the strip club.
I've been invited
to a strip club.
I've been invited to a couple where I made an appearance and disappeared because I'm like, this is not my scene, because I knew they were going to be traditional.
Yeah.
You know, you want to take hot wings to the strip club?
I'd love to go as a show strip club kind of day. I think that'd be really fun. Really fun.
I mean, not even night.
I mean, I've been to strip clubs
before.
The
lights are off.
We'll go for lunch one day.
Yeah, there are buffets at strip clubs.
Oh, I know.
Some of them have good food.
I know. The Cheetah in Atlanta, very good.
We need to go on the road. No offense to the local action.
Yeah, they don't get naked in this state. They're only allowed to take their tops off or whatever. I'm trying to see lips.
The state, they do.
The day of my friend's wedding.
And only the non-Dutch are allowed to dance, so they're not as hot.
Yeah, they always have wood shoes.
The day of my friend's wedding, we went to a strip club for the lunch buffet.
My God, the morning of?
The morning, yeah, day of.
Oh, man.
And he and his future brother-in-law nearly ended up taking one of the strippers to the wedding.
God, the closest I went to going to a strip club on the day of a wedding is one time on my first marriage. I had Arby's that morning.
Yum. I love Arby's.
That was the closest.
My God.
I love the beef.
I did. Best thing about that day.
There's something special about their cheese, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Because it's not nacho cheese, but it is nacho cheese. Mm-hmm. On roast beef. Who'd have thought?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.